And we're joined by Vandals wrestling coach Jason Clay this morning. And coach, after about a 2-week little extended break from since Abe's Rumble, guys were able to get back out onto the mat. Overall, guys had some really good success the last night too.
Yeah, they look good. A 2-week break's kind of an odd thing for us, and we took a few days off. And the biggest concern with that is becoming a little bit rusty, and then weight management, and as far as the rustiness, I didn't think that was too bad. And the weight side, we're continuing to work on that and learn our bodies and how to cut weight the right way. And so everybody made weight last night and wrestled, and everybody's on this morning getting ready to start weighing here shortly. So should be in good shape for today.
Yeah, you talk about just a week-long layoff, and that's really a hard thing to do, especially whenever you're coming off such an emotional high of winning Abe's Rumble, a really competitive tournament, a tournament that you guys have really been wanting to win for a long time, and now having to wait that much. I mean, it can kind of, like you said, make the kids a little rusty, but also make them kind of feel a little bit complacent at times.
Yeah, I mean, you always worry about different things as coach, and I feel like our guys did a good job of taking care of business yesterday. And like I said, wrestling's a tough sport, and that is a tough term. I wrestled 9 duels in 2 days, so the ability to give them a couple days off to rest and not practice and not do things is good for us and good for them. I mean, it's a long season. We have a lot of tough competitions, so and tough practices on top of that. So, giving them a break mentally and physically was always good. And looks like last night we wrestled fairly well. I think we went 21-4. And one thing that was real impressive is the amount of pins we had last night in a tournament scoring. We got 3 ways to score points. You get advancement points, you get bonus points, and you get place points. So getting those pins really adds up, and that's the reason why we're in the lead right now. We have 11 guys in the quarters, and Coal City has 13, but we're in the lead point-wise because of all the bonus points. So big if we can keep pinning people and keep advancing on, and a big couple rounds this morning with the quarterfinals and semis, to get into those placement matches and add those place points in, and the scores go up quick.
Yeah, that's one thing that you and I have talked about quite a bit this season is, as long as you're getting pins, you're still giving yourself a great chance to go ahead and come away with any sort of tournament win.
Yeah, and it's just a different way of scoring, and it's similar to what they do at the NCAA tournament in wrestling, and then also, like our regional tournament format the same way. So it's good to kids to learn that scoring, and I think a tough tournament like this is a good thing for us. I think we have some really elite guys that are going to score big points and really tough individuals. So but we also need everybody getting wins and scoring points, and yesterday everybody won at least one match and scored some points for the team, and that's the way you win these kind of tournaments. And we've been close several times and started coming up here in 2000 and never won. I think we've been second 3 or 4 times, and hopefully this year we get it done.
You talk about this being a tough tournament too, and one thing that really stands out to me is not only is this a tournament for 1A wrestling, but there's also some 2 and 3A schools in there. So, like you said, it's just a chance for everyone else to see some better competition too.
Yeah, there's a couple local bigger schools, but it's pretty much Class A kids, and so anybody that we didn't run into at the Rumble we'll see here. And Richmond Burton's a good program that's here, and Dixon, we didn't see them, and so those would be teams that would be good for us to see. And and then also some strong individuals that we maybe didn't see in a dual meet yet. So always good competition, and always one that I feel like we get video on guys and we're able to scout them and make game plans for state tournament, because a lot of your quarterfinals and semifinals and championship matches here are going to be matches that are going to happen against state tournaments. So, you're about a month and a half away from that, and 7 weeks or so. And it's a good opportunity to work on those deficiencies and get ready for the one that really means something in February.
Like you've always said throughout the year too, you want to face that tough competition. And like you said, you don't want to shy away from facing anybody tough, because we've talked about it quite a bit. We talked about it a lot at Abe's. If you want to win in February, you are going to have to see some really tough wrestlers.
Yeah, for sure. We want to do everything we can to get our guys beat before the state series starts. And, you know, I mean, we have up at Abe's a couple of our toughest guys to the loss, and, you know, there's some really good kids. So that gives us an opportunity to see it and watch it and learn from it. And, you know, if you run around and guard your record, then, you know, you're setting yourself up for failure later in the season. So if somebody gets through our schedule undefeated, they'll have truly earned it. Because like you said, we're not going to dodge any competition. We're always going to seek out the best.
11 guys who have moved on to the quarterfinals today. Overall, I'm sure that's something that you're really happy to see.
Yeah, like you said, it's a really big round. You know, you win this quarterfinal match, that puts you in the semis, guarantees you top six. Place points go in at that point for sixth place. And then so it's an opportunity to make a big jump in standings. And, you know, I think we have some guys that will be the favorite in their match. And I think we'll have some matches that are kind of toss-ups. And hopefully we can get the majority of those toss-ups and, you know, do what we're supposed to. We're favored and kind of put ourselves in a really good spot after this quarterfinal round. And guys do drop a match, you know, then they got to bounce back and win one more to guarantee themselves to be top eight. And, you know, like I said, a term like this, you know, placing is always a challenge. But obviously we got guys with a lot higher aspiration and the goals that. So if we can get some of these guys through the finals and kind of pull our lead a little bit and kind of put that tournament title away and enjoy the placement matches.
One guy last night who really reached a big accomplishment, Caden Tidwell, getting his 100th career win. I know he would have liked to see it today, but overall, just the season that he's had and how many tough matches he's been in for him to have the season that he has had and the career he's had is really something that's been pretty impressive throughout the last 4 years of his career.
Yeah, and he didn't have a lot of wins as a freshman. He wasn't us on a lot of varsity at that point, and felt like it, you know, his sophomore season, he kind of came into his own a little bit and was improving a lot. And then, you know, last year, obviously, turned it on and became a state placer and had a really good postseason run of wrestling and wrestled really well at the end. So we could kind of keep building off of that. And, you know, also, you know, I think one thing that he's just grown in confidence from, you know, maturing in his age and weight room and football and just kind of factored all in. It just leads to more and more confidence. And I think in this sport, confidence is massive. And the mind game and the mentality and the psyche all plays into everything, like any sport. But I think it's so huge in wrestling. So just wrestling with confidence makes a world of difference. So congratulations to him on that accomplishment. And, you know, second guy to do that this year. And you know, we got some others knocking on the door. Like Sophie's getting real close, and you know, we may have some other ones like Max and Preston make it before the season's over with. And so exciting stuff to see those guys hit those milestones, and good to recognize them.
Of course, too, like you said, with Caden, I mean, not only has he been so confident this year, but he's also been having to wrestle at times in three different weight classes. He wrestled a little bit at 210 at Abe's. He's wrestled at 285 a little bit here and there this season. And for him to just have the season he's having while wrestling above his weight class sometimes is something that really is you don't see at all the time at the high school level.
Well, and that's, I mean, Ross has done the same thing, bounced up, and we've got a handful of other guys that do that. And, you know, obviously, that's our team philosophy is, you know, we're going to move people around to whatever gets the best shot in the duels. And, you know, we're not worried about guarding records. And, you know, we've bumped Caden up, we've bumped Ross up, we've split our lineup and moved. And that's what we'll continue to do. And I think it just helps those guys the postseason when they're their weight class wrestling what they're supposed to be.
One thing that's kind of really stood out to me about this team is just how many of, like you've said, you've had so many elite wrestlers this season with Tyson and Max who are undefeated so far. Dylan and Preston, I believe, just have the one loss on their season. I mean, when you've looked at the teams that you guys have played and how tough a competition all those guys have faced, for them to have the records that they've had has been one thing that's helped you guys out tremendously this season.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's what they expect from themselves. And like I said, if they get through our schedule undefeated, then they'll have earned it, you know. But it's all just kind of preparation and focus towards February and what we're trying to accomplish at the end of February. And as far as these guys individually, their goals they have, and then also the team goals the week after.
Of course, too. I mean, that's one thing that makes wrestling so unique is it's kind of a team sport disguised as an individual sport, so to speak.
Yeah, it's definitely a team sport. You compete as individuals, but the huge thing, obviously, you need training partners. Without training partners, have as much success. And then, obviously, we know the dual component along with the tournament component. And so it's kind of a unique thing that run through February is really exciting from the first weekend being regionals and then sectionals and then individual state and then dual state. So, you know, and then trying to explain to people that the first weekend is team and individual, and then the next week, 2 weekends are just individual, and then it goes back to team. So it's a little confusing, but once you have it figured out, then it's really fun. You know, there's one term in a weekend and kind of a month-long deal, and it's a pretty neat experience to be part of. And obviously, if people have never been to Champaign, then it's going to be a great opportunity to go up and watch our kids compete, and we're going to have, you know, people wrestling on Saturday night in the finals, and be a great opportunity to come up and see the tournament. It's a pretty special thing there at the State Farm Center.
Of course, too, with this being the official start of the halfway point of the season, we talked a little bit about it after the Apes tournament, but it's going to only get tougher from here. And I know you said quite a bit this morning that you don't want to guard your record, and you know that every team's going to be gunning for you, and you guys kind of have a big target on your back for the second half of the season.
Sure. I mean, they talk about being the hunter, the hunted, you know, and I prefer to think of us as a hunter that's being hunted now by people, you know, that you said there is definitely a target, and but we're still going after things too. You know, we're not defending where we're at. We're trying to get better and improve as a team, and I think that's, you know, going to be at this point, you know, we're a month away from regionals. I think that's making each guy a little bit better, you know, whether that's helping this guy manage his weight better and teaching this guy how to finish his shot better and teaching this guy how to get off bottom better. And those little things, and coach the individuals, and hopefully some of the improvements adds up to a big thing for the team. And, you know, overall there'll be things we still work on as a team, but I think, after, you know, 30-some matches into the season, we really got a good beat on strengths and weaknesses of our guys, and you're really trying to get them to focus on getting into positions that they're good at and staying with those kinds of things and trying to improve some of their deficiencies and wrestle to their strengths. And, you know, that's all part of that match strategy. You're going to need to win those big matches, whether you're trying to qualify for the state tournament or you're trying to win the state tournament. You know, it's all going to be little details that are going to make a big difference.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time this morning, and good luck the rest of the day.
All right, thanks, Isaac. Appreciate it.
No problem, Coach. Thank you. That is Vandals wrestling coach Jason Clay. It is 8:18 on this Saturday morning. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Sports Connection.